This is a Dr. Lee indicating history, physical, patient name. Klingstein, K-L-I-N-G-E-N-S-T-E-N. Klingstein, K-L-I-N-G-E-N-S-T-E-I-N, Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D. Date of birth, 5-4-1932. Place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service, 10-15-2023. Patient seen today, initial history and physical. History of present illness, this is a 91-year-old male with the known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, Parkinson's disease, Lewy, L-E-W-Y, body dementia, present for the lack of strength in all the extremities, feeling weak. He presented to the hospital with right facial droopness and was noted to have a change in mental status. Patient reported that for the last 2 weeks he had been having feeling weak, tired. He was able to move around the wheelchair before, but recently he had been not. And he also has been more confused.
You hear tomorrow?
CT head was negative. Okay. CTA head and done was negative for large vessel occlusion. Patient was admitted. Dehydration with acute and chronic renal failure. CT abdomen was negative. Patient was admitted alter mental status due to dehydration. Less likely stroke or less likely stroke or TIA. Patient son, who spoke to the patient physician at the hospital. Initially, he decided the patient wanted to take him home with home hospice. Patient was given IV fluid. Urinary retention was noted. Patient was given lactulose for constipation. Aricepnamenda, carbidopa, levodopa were discontinued. B12. Supplement was discontinued. Speech therapy saw the patient. He was able to eat minced and moist diet. Patient was not able to go home because family was unable to take care of home. And patient was not qualifying for inpatient hospice. Initially, son and wife planned to take a patient at home. But once they found the hospice nurse doesn't come every day, they decided the patient should go to the facility. Patient was evaluated and subsequently was sent to the rehab. Patient had a poor appetite, not eating well. Kidney function started to improve. Urine analysis showed UTI and urinary retention. IV ceftriaxone was given. Urine culture sent. Patient was also started on Flomax. MRI brain was a negative for acute stroke or hemorrhage. However, extensive periventricular white matter changes noted and pan-sinusitis noted. Patient has acute encephalopathy at admission with significant improvement, likely toxic metabolic in the setting of hypovolemia, dehydration, uremia, and UTI, causing all those problems with urinary retention. He also has a baseline dementia, Lewy body dementia, and Parkinson's disease. He has been on two medications before, donepezil and memantine. Renal function improved with IV fluid. As per hospital note, and the son told the hospital people that he was not taking his carbidopa, levodopa at home. Patient does not have tremor in the hospital, no rigidity. Carbidopa was making more agitated. He was discontinued for the hospital people. Speech therapy saw the patient. Aspiration percussion device, 1-to-1 superficial with the medications. With IV fluid, kidney function started improve. Widening trial failed. Patient has urinary retention with the bladder scan. An indwelling Foley catheter was placed on October the 12th. Flomax dose was increased from 0.4 to 0.8. And they recommended widening trial. Hypertension was managed, dyslipidemia maintained on a statin. After stabilization, patient was sent to subacute rehab. When I saw the patient today, his wife is at the bedside. Patient denies any headache, dizziness. He's lying on the bed. He's a poor historian and hard of hearing. And wife answering the most of the question. Patient has no fever, no chills, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. Past medical history. Number one, dementia, Lewy body, L-E-W-I. BODY, number 2, Parkinson's disease, number 3, hypertension, number 4, hyperlipidemia, number 5, diabetes, history of CKD, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no dogs, married for the last 63 years, living with the wife, and has a grown-up children, rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no hamstring, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle urinary, no hematuria, urinary retention required Foley catheter, neuro, his memory is impaired, and he has a generalized weakness and ambulatory dysfunction. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol, 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours for 5 days, amlodipine, 5 mg daily, cefdinir, C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R, 300 mg PO daily, to be continued until October 19. Citalopram 10 mg daily. Docosetzana 2 tablets twice a day. Donepezil 10 mg QPM. Doxycycline 100 mg POBID. Fluticasone nasal spray 2 inhalation daily. Each nostril NOSTRIL. Hydralazine 25 mg 3 times a day. Lactulose 30 ml twice a day, loratadine 10 mg daily, melatonin 3 mg daily, memantine, M-E-M-A-N-T-I-N, 10 mg BID, metoprolol 25 mg half tablet twice a day, Miralax 17 mg daily, pravastatin 40 mg QPM, Flomax 0.8 mg QPM. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, he's forgetful and disoriented, he's alert, oriented time 1 only, his blood pressure is 128 over 74, pulse 70, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%, head rate macronomocralic, eyes are nectaric, right eye is redness, wife told me that he has multiple surgeries on the right eyes and they're going to follow out patient with the ophthalmologist. No ear near the discharge, throat clear, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart is nest 2, abdomen is soft, not tender, pulse positive, extremities, no edema, neuro is awake, forgetful and disoriented. Generalized weakness assessment, patient is admitted with generalized weakness, next line, change in mental status due to metabolic encephalopathy, next line, urinary tract infection. Next line hypertension, next line dementia, Lewy body, next line AKI with CKD, next line urinary retention require Foley catheter replacement, next line history of hyperlipidemia, plan of care will continue all his current medications, follow up lab electrolytes, care plan discuss with the patient wife, she's at the bedside. This is the end of the dictation, thank you.